Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6, and happy December. Today we're going to kick things off with some winter reminders with the snow that's just started to come down outside, and then we'll shift to a recap of this week's County Council meeting and dive into some upcoming public engagement opportunities, including the upcoming Truth in Taxation public hearings and the Community Planning Lab's final project presentations. Let's get into the news.
A winter storm warning is in effect for Summit County today, December 1st, through 5 p.m. Sunday, December 3rd. Heavy snow between 8 to 16 inches is expected. With that much snow on the horizon, we want to remind our listeners of two useful tools that they can turn to this winter. First of all, the Trash Dash will be your go-to place for waste collection and recycling information. It has Republic Services' winter weather delay policy listed there. There's also information on how you can sign up to receive service updates from Republic Services straight to your phone. And then there's also information on how and where you can report a missed service in your trash or recycling. It also includes best practices for your curbside service and more. You can locate the Trash Dash at summitcounty.info/trashdash. Another really helpful tool to utilize as the snow starts to really accumulate are the county's winter safety reminders, which you can find at summitcounty.info/wintersafety. This document gives you information on snowplow operations, the county right-of-way and personal property, winter parking restrictions, how to properly mark your utilities, and more. You can access that document at summitcounty.info/wintersafety.
At this week's County Council meeting, proposed changes to the countywide fee schedule were discussed. The countywide fee schedule establishes the cost for services provided by the county. Some highlights of the proposed changes include the Solid Waste Division recommends tipping fees for mixed waste, green waste, animal carcasses, and other categories to be adjusted to $40 per ton at the 3 Mile landfill and $36 per ton at the Hennifer landfill. This also includes fees associated with special waste disposal at the landfills. If residents choose to dispose of a mobile home at the landfill, for example, staff recommended a fee of $500 and for disposal of bolts or campers for a fee of $100. The library was charging $40 for a 6-week driver's license class for Spanish speakers. However, the class has moved to a Zoom-based platform, and the library desires to remove this fee from the fee schedule, as changing it to an electronic format has done away with the overhead costs for this class. If you want to see the full list of proposed changes, go to summitcounty.info/fees24. That's F-E-E-S, number 2, number 4. And in 2 weeks, on December 13th, the countywide fee schedule will be back before the council for a public hearing and possible approval. If residents have thoughts on the proposed changes we mentioned or any other changes to the fee schedule, the 13th is the time to voice your comments.
Also at this week's council meeting, there is a discussion on child care in Summit County. The Early Childhood Alliance, in collaboration with Summit County staff, developed a proposal for the County Council's consideration to assist child care providers and families in Summit County. The county was asked to provide $200,000 of funding for an employer match program that would allow for child care expenses to be shared by the employer, the employee, and the county, with each contributing 1/3 of the cost. Eligibility would be based on the employee's family size and household income, and would apply to Summit County employers only. A program like this would allow employers to invest and retain their talent, help employees pay for quality childcare, and help childcare providers stabilize their businesses.
Additionally, the county was asked to provide $130,000 for a Summit County needs-based scholarship program. This program would provide a needs-based scholarship administered by a third-party contractor to Summit County residents earning less than 65% AMI. No formal decision was made, but the council was interested in exploring if there was room to include at least a portion of the proposal in the 2024 county budget. More conversation will certainly be had on this topic as we move through budget discussions in the next 2 weeks.
Speaking of the 2024 county budget, several conversations took place this week amongst county staff and the council. The goals of these discussions is for the council and the county to come up with a budget that might help avoid going through the truth in taxation process. There was a specific focus this week on what cuts need to be made to the tentative budget to make that happen. Next week, on Monday, December 4th, the council will meet again to continue these discussions. An important reminder to our listeners, on Wednesday, December 6th, and the following week, on Wednesday, December 13th, there will be public hearings related to truth in taxation. Truth in taxation, once again, is a public hearing process that allows residents to learn about and comment on the county's proposal to increase property tax revenues. So that's on Wednesday, December 6th, and the following Wednesday, December 13th.
And just as a reminder, with the exception of new growth, a taxing authority, like the county, may not receive more property tax revenues than what was received the prior year. The property tax calculation does not consider inflation or other increases in providing services. The Utah Taxpayers Association recommends that taxing entities, like the county, address inflation by going through the truth in taxation process every 5 to 8 years. Summit County last went through the truth in taxation process in 2017. Other special service districts in the county, such as Service Area 6, have not gone through the process since 2013. And if you'd like to know more about truth in taxation, you can find out about all the information we have and the public hearings at summitcounty.info/truth-in-taxation.
The Fall 2023 Community Planning Lab participants, which includes some of your friends and neighbors, have spent the last 10 weeks learning about planning in Summit County and designing a project to benefit our community. They will be showcasing their final presentations to the Summit County community on Monday, December 4th at the Camas Valley branch of the Summit County Library. That's located at 110 North Main Street in Camas. All are welcome to attend, so please join us anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.